Do you want to make me happy, Pumpkin? I know you want to please me, make your mommy proud. There is something I really want you to do for me. I'm going to give you 10 little tasks that you're supposed to do yourself while I watch. I'm not going to be touching you, no. But don't worry. I'll walk you through them and let you know if you're doing this the right or wrong way. I want you to put on a little show for me tonight. Think you can manage that? Good. Because I was confident that you can. You're always so good for me and do whatever I ask. You know exactly how to be good for mommy, don't you? Yeah, of course you do. So why don't we get started on the little task and you can earn an orgasm that you deserve? After all, you've been so good for me all day. You just need to do this one small final thing for me and you'll have my permission, sweetheart. That sounds nice and simple, right? That's my obedient little pumpkin. We're going to start simple, and the tasks are going to get more and more complicated as we go on. I'll be counting backwards. So, task 10 is to undress for me. I want you naked, Pumpkin. Mommy thinks that you're wearing too much clothing right now, and I want to see your cute body. I like being able to roam my eyes and soak all of you in, nothing hindering my vision. That is much better. If I had it my way, you would always be naked. And when you're cold, you could just grab a blanket to get all nice and warm, but that's not practical. I'll settle for you getting naked anytime I tell you to. Now turn around for me. Let me see. Very nice. You're off to a strong start, little one. Let's see if we can keep it. Task 9 is to get a pillow and kneel in front of me. This is the position you're going to be keeping, and this is how you will come. You're going to come on your knees, or you don't need to orgasm that badly. I've seen you do it before, so I know you can. After all, doing what mommy says is what you do best. Isn't it, Pumpkin? What a beautiful sight you make. Naked on your knees for me. Task 8 is to take your pointer finger and to put it in your mouth. Come on. I want to watch you suck it. Oh, that's it. That's good. Get your finger nice and wet for me, baby. Circle your tongue around it. Good. Hollow your cheeks. Yeah, just like that. Get as much spit on it as you can. I want you to suck your finger like you're sucking mommy's cock. I know how much you love how that feels. My strap filling up your little mouth, giving you something to do. It's almost like your version of a pacifier, isn't it? Keep sucking that finger. I want it to be as wet as possible. Your spit's going to be the lube for the next part. Oh, look at you. Your eyes went wide. I'm sure you can figure out what I have planned for you. At least a little bit. Don't worry, though. Mommy knows how empty your little hole is and how much you love something filling you up. I'm gonna give you what you need, Pumpkin. I want to watch how sexy you are when you fuck yourself at my discretion. Following all my instructions, putting on the best show for me to impress me. Tonight isn't about my pleasure. No, not at all. It's about yours. And you being good for me. That's why you're sucking your finger for me, baby. Because it pleases me. Now why don't you take it out? Oh, so cute. Such an eager little thing for mommy. You're not to get off your knees. Just move them so you have easier access. I want you to slide that spit-coated finger inside of yourself. That's your task, Pumpkin. It's really easy, and it's something that you love to do. You're such a whore for being fucked, aren't you? That's a little too slow. There you go. Speed it up. I know you're eager to start fucking yourself, but you need to slow down from that. Can you do a nice middle pace? Oh, so good for me, baby. You put exactly one finger inside you, and you don't move it. You don't thrust it in and out. No, no, no. You're putting one finger in all the way to the hilt, and you're keeping it there. No moving, sweetness. Oh, look at you. So good for me. It never ceases to amaze me how stunning you are. I wish I didn't have a plan for you tonight, because the way I want to get down on the ground with you right now and completely ravage you. But we still have 7 more tasks to go, and I'm not a quitter. Speaking of which, task 7, it's going to take your other hand and place 2 fingers in your mouth. Don't remove the one inside you, though. Mommy wants you to fill yourself from both ends for her. Oh, that's it. Remember, you want to be good for me. You want to be my sweet little pumpkin. All you have to do is obey and let me play with you. Follow all my instructions. You're already so good at doing that. Doing everything I've asked you to do without any complaints. Just so eager to please me, aren't you? Well, I'm glad about that. And I love you very much, little one. You're mommy's special baby, aren't you? Yeah, keeping one finger inside you while you suck those 2 other fingers. Lick between them and show me. Let me see you do it. Oh, that's it. Fuck. Such a fucking hot picture you make. You never fail to turn me on, Pumpkin. And the way you make me feel, my God. You could literally just sit on my lap and say, "Hi, Mommy," and it would be enough to make me wet. You know that, right? I know you know that. Because I know that sometimes you take advantage of that when you're feeling a little bold, but you don't want to use your words. I know how you act, baby. You can't hide your true feelings, your intentions from me. Now, while keeping those 2 fingers in your mouth and sucking, you're getting task 6. Start moving your finger in and out while keeping those 2 in your mouth completely still. Very good. Open your mouth more. Nice, nice. Now spread your legs a little bit. Show me. Let me see your finger thrusting in and out of that hole of yours. Oh, what a good baby. That's how you do it. Fucking yourself for my pleasure. Following my instructions to a T. You're so good for mommy, little one. If you keep this up, you're going to earn that orgasm. But you're only getting to come if you're good. That means no coming without permission. No wanting to skip ahead. No asking to get on with it. I set the pace, and you follow. I'm the leader. You're the follower. That's why you are naked on your knees doing what I say, and I'm dressed, sitting above you, getting the show of a lifetime. You're too little to be doing things without instruction. You need someone to guide you, to tell you how to get off. Otherwise, you would just be touching yourself to get off as quickly as possible. You wouldn't be enjoying this. You need mommy to show you just how good your body can feel. Mommy always takes care of you, doesn't she? Well, aren't you just the sweetest? For task 5, I want you to switch hands. Take those 2 fingers out of your mouth and put them inside you. But You're going to remove the one finger already inside you. That hand is going to be doing something different. Instead, spread your legs again and show me how well you can finger yourself. Place those two fingers inside you and start scissoring and thrusting right away. Oh, you're not even holding back, are you? That's it. That's the spirit. You're being so good for mommy, so well behaved. Oh, you're always so fucking good for me. So eager to obey and do whatever I want. I love how you look right now, too. Fingering yourself while you look up at me on your knees. So fucking stunning. You take my breath away, little one, you know that? Yeah, it's the truth. I'm the luckiest person in the world because I have such an amazing sub who is so eager to please me. How did I get so lucky to end up with you, baby? Oh, that felt really good, didn't it? Remember, you're feeling like this because I'm allowing it. I can take all of this pleasure away from you with a word or two and you would stop. You're only being allowed to touch yourself like this, finger yourself open, because mommy is here watching and guiding you. This isn't something you get to do on your own, right? This is something you can only do when I'm here. You don't have the privilege of being able to touch yourself without asking. That is something reserved for mommies and daddies. But you have been really good, following all my directions. I guess you deserve this. You have earned the right to feel good at my discretion, but only when I say it and how I say it. Haven't you noticed how I haven't told you to touch anywhere else? That is because I'm having so much fun watching you. It gets me so wet watching you deny yourself like this just because it pleases me. Mommy loves you so much, baby. Loves watching you fuck yourself for my entertainment. No one else gets to see you like this except for me. And I love that. I get to have my very own naughty show whenever I want. And you, well, you'll always be happy for a chance to prove how good you are, right? Oh, yeah, of course you are. You just want to be praised and complimented like a dog. Why don't you fuck yourself a little bit faster for me? Ooh, that's good. That's very good. Don't touch yourself anywhere else. Just keep thrusting those two fingers in and out of yourself. Oh, that feels so good, doesn't it? Scissoring your hole. It must feel so amazing. It would be such a shame if I were to give you your next task, wouldn't it? Yeah, it probably would. So for task 5, you're to twist each of your nipples for 10 seconds. Don't worry though, mommy's going to guide you through it, okay? I don't really trust you with counting. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. You can let go. Yeah, that's good. That's much better. Such a nice hard nipple. I just want to take it in my mouth. But the other one should match, so let's twist that one too. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. You can relax. Oh, good baby. You did so good. Oh, I know you aren't the biggest fan of pain, but watching you do something that you don't really like just because it entertains me, Well, that pleases me in words I can't describe. I just love you so much, my darling. Keep fucking yourself, though. And don't stop. You don't stop until I tell you to, right? That's what I thought. You do what mommy tells you to do because that's your job, little one. To obey mommy and be good for her and to make her horny. In fact, it's your favorite thing to do, isn't it? You just love being good for mommy, don't you? Then you are going to do task 4, which is being allowed to play with yourself now. I'm finally letting you touch yourself while you were fucking yourself. What do you say to that? Oh, you're so welcome, baby. I'm so proud of you for not forgetting your manners despite knowing how badly you want to touch yourself. It all feels so good, doesn't it? It was worth the wait, right? Touching yourself like this. Oh, you should hear the sounds you're making. You're so lewd. Finally getting what you want turns you into such an eager slut, huh? Well, you're going to be really happy with task 3 because you're to stop touching yourself now and only fuck yourself on those 2 fingers. Oh, I know, I'm so mean. I only let you play with yourself for what, a minute? I can't help it. You're just so cute when you're denied. Looking all pouty as you keep fucking yourself. What a lovely little thing you are. So good for me, pumpkin. I know you want to touch yourself. I know how desperate you are. It's written all over that pretty face. I guess I can be nice. For task 2, you're allowed to touch yourself if you can match the speed to how you're fucking yourself. Up for the challenge? So good for me, so smart, so wonderful. That's it, baby. Touch yourself for mommy. Show me exactly how you like to be touched, little one. Yeah, stroke yourself just like that. Going faster for me. There you go. That feels so much better, doesn't it? Isn't it nice to feel good? Remember that feeling. Remember that mommy is allowing you this pleasure because you're good. If you weren't so good for me, you wouldn't be allowed to touch yourself. But you are so well behaved for me. So sweet. So precious. I can't deny you this pleasure. I'm not that cruel. But you've earned this. You deserve to feel good and to come. You really do. Following all of my instructions, even if you didn't want to. Putting on a show just for me. Oh, so good. I'm such a lucky mommy to have you, my darling. I don't want or need for anyone else. Not when I have the most perfect sub at home, eager to do everything I tell them to do. Even if it's at their own expense. Oh, that's my good baby. Keep touching yourself like that. Don't stop, no. Keep going. You're not to stop or to come until I tell you to. You listen to mommy because you want to orgasm, don't you? Well, only good babies orgasm. And in order to be a good baby, you have to listen. So you're gonna listen to mommy, aren't you, baby? Yeah, of course you are. Why don't you go faster for me, baby? Yeah, that's it, right to the edge. Fuck yourself as fast as you want and play with yourself at the same speed. Oh, I know it's fast. It's hard to hold off on that orgasm, but you're going to wait until I give you permission. The longer you hold out, the better it feels. You know that. You know mommy's right. Mommy knows best, little one. That's why you need a mommy. Someone to take care of you. To drag all this pleasure out of you. Only I can do this for you, and you know that. If it were up to you, you would have orgasmed already, wouldn't you have? You probably would have come within a few minutes and gone about your day. But doesn't this feel better? Doesn't it feel better when you drag it out? Or is it knowing that you're making mommy happy? That you're making mommy wet? You are serving mommy just like the perfect little sub you are. So why don't you come for me? Come on, let me see it. Come for me, pumpkin. Yeah. Oh, that's... That's exactly what I wanted, sweetheart. Oh, that's it, darling. Come for mommy just like that. Oh, so good for me. Yeah. So good for me, pumpkin. You did so good, little one. I'm so proud of you for waiting and holding off on your orgasm despite how badly you wanted to come. You made me so proud. For that alone, you deserve some cuddles, don't you? I'll give you a choice. Do you want to sit on mommy's lap, or do you want to lay your head on my thighs while I pet you? Yeah, that one sounds perfect. Come here, little one.